We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light, and try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. I'm Jim Galante. I'm with Dustin Hawkinsmith, and it's quarter number four, the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And week three of football's in the books. Time to get ready for week four. No better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of week four, DraftKings Sportsbook bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. You could place a $1 bet this week on any team, and if that team wins, you cash $100. How do you pass that up? So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to get the can't-miss offer. Pick any team during week four, bet a dollar on them, and win $100 if they win. That's $1 to win $100 when you use promo code KSN during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Profit boost terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right. Quarter number four, the Keystone Kickoff Show. He's Dusty. I'm Jim. Dusty, we were talking about college football in general. Nationally, we were talking Southeast Conference in quarter number three. Quarter number four, I want to talk about my absolute most favorite conference in the country, the Big 12.
I knew it.
A couple weeks ago, they went 0-3 against the Sun Belt. And I remember reading several places, the Big 12, well, they're going to be top heavy. That's what they're counting on. The top two teams, Oklahoma and Texas, that's who they're counting on to carry the conference. We'll get to Texas in a second. Let's start with Oklahoma losing, blowing a lead late in the game to Kansas State. And might I remind you, Dusty, that Kansas State already has lost to Arkansas State this year. What's going on with Oklahoma?
Well, I mean, a couple of things. I talked in the previous segment just about lessons learned from week one. And this is week two for them, but lessons learned from this past weekend. And for me, you know, freshman quarterback can be a liability no matter how gifted that freshman is. And I think you saw that in a couple of situations. He threw a couple of picks. Spencer Rattler is going to be a very good quarterback for Lincoln Riley, but he's allowing him to play through the freshman stuff. You know, he's allowing him, he's not treating him, you know, in my view, like a freshman taking the reins of the offense. He's unleashing him. And I think you're going to live with that and you're going to die with that. They die with that over the weekend. Obviously not the biggest issue in that game. To me, I mean, and who knew, Jim, that a complete indifference towards playing defense might end up being your downfall. And that ends up being Oklahoma's downfall every single year, is that they are not committed to playing defense. And I know that they play in the Big 12 and that's the type of football and the spread and the speed and all that. But when it comes down to it, there is just no reason for Oklahoma to not be able to field a more competitive defense than they do. And I don't think it's a personnel issue. I think it's a belief. It's a cultural thing. I think it's not as emphasized from the top down as most other programs, you know, on that same national level. And it shows up at some point in time every single year. The second half against Kansas State, it showed up. It shows up in the college football playoff when the other team on the other side of the field is as capable offensively as Oklahoma is. Defense helps set them apart. We'll see. I think it's going to be interesting. You know, they're going to have opportunities. They've got Texas coming up in a couple weeks, October 10th. They're playing that one at home, I believe. you're going to have Oklahoma State. There's a good chance that maybe a TCU or Texas Tech or West Virginia, maybe one or two of those teams is ranked later. There's going to be a chance, but I think with all the circumstances and with shortened seasons and all that, I don't know that they have enough time or enough margin to make up for this loss and still make the college football playoff.
I don't think they do, Dustin. And by the way, I just want to make sure that I quote you correctly on this. You're saying that defense is a factor in winning games.
I mean, I don't want to see this quoted on the bottom line on ESPN or anything, because I do know that this is breakthrough type thinking. But yeah, I mean, and I'm fascinated by this, that they can have capable bodies, but it being evident that they don't really care that much about it. Yeah, that's the conclusion I draw again and again and again with Oklahoma, is that I think they've got some pretty good defensive type players, but do they as a staff care enough about it?
It doesn't appear that way. And something I read this on a message board, Dustin. We all know everything we read on the internet is true, so you got to take this as gospel. Somebody pointed out that Kansas State had 0 4- or 5-star players, and Oklahoma has approximately 873 of them. So how
roughly,
you know, just roughly, how do you, I'm rounding up just a bit. How do you have an Oklahoma team with that kind of talent on defense just overall lose to a Kansas State team and do it 2 years in a row? So it's not just a fluke. To me, that is just incredible. And the other team, the other high-ranked team that was going to carry the Big 12 was Texas. Oklahoma and Texas, they could be above the fray in that lousy dumpster fire of a conference otherwise, and would have these two good teams, and they would meet each other. Texas, meanwhile, had to have a mad, mad scramble to come back with a couple touchdowns and a 2-point conversion in the last 3 minutes to just force overtime with Texas Tech. So do we have another one of those teams? Is Texas just like Texas A&M? Oh, this is the year. This is the year. And it just isn't.
I would compare Texas more so to Michigan, where you're saying this is a college football blue blood. They have recruited well with that. You know, I think towards the end of Charlie Strong and the transition to Tom Herman, you had some blips on the radar and guys leaving and recruiting fell off a little bit. But generally speaking, this is a program that's pretty well stocked with talent that they're transitioning. I think they've transitioned fully to Tom Herman. But because it's Tom Herman, because it's Texas, because it's that brand, this is always going to be the year. I don't really, you know, it may at some point, maybe, you know, we'll be right about that. I don't really look at saying, hey, they lost, they had to eke by at Texas Tech and say that's an indictment of Texas, because they survived and they advanced. And I think in the end, you know, with all the stuff going on, I think surviving and advancing in your first big test of the year isn't going to be a huge thing when it comes to considering them for the college football playoff. Now, this is the team that gave up 56 points and had to scratch and claw. Like, they've got some serious stuff to try to figure out. And they've got Oklahoma in a couple weeks. And we saw from last year that just because Oklahoma lost to Kansas State doesn't mean that they should ever, ever be written off. Oklahoma still very well could be the best team in the Big 12. They just had another unfortunate stumble right out of the gates again with Kansas State. I cannot explain that when it comes to star power. Like, and this is why you play the games, obviously, but they should not be losing to Kansas State any year, let alone back-to-back years, let alone a year where they just lost to Arkansas State. That one, I don't think you're going to be able to look past that one. But what can happen here, your theory that the Big 12 is dead in the college football playoff might not be just hyperbole in a couple weeks if or when Oklahoma beats Texas.
Well, that's the thing, Dustin. I'm not indicting Oklahoma. I still believe that they're the best team in that conference and will probably win the conference. I'm indicting the whole conference.
Yeah.
And towards that end, can we talk about the All-American Conference compared to the Big 12? Central Florida, Cincinnati, Memphis are three teams ranked in the top 25. I believe the Big 12 has Oklahoma, Texas, and Oklahoma State. you know, if one of those teams, and I would guess it would be either Central Florida or Cincinnati, would win that conference and go undefeated, might they be the better candidate for the playoffs than the winner of the Big 12?
Well, I think you can definitely make that case, because I would anticipate that you know, Memphis, UCF, and Cincinnati will kind of keep going down there the same road that they're on. Cincinnati is going to play Memphis at the end of October. Cincinnati is going to be at UCF on November 21st. So if one of these teams survives that little gauntlet, and they have three top 25 wins and they've looked impressive, you know, and all these other circumstances, if the Big 12 is out of it, like, how do you weigh the Pac-12? The Pac-12 wasn't getting a lot of consideration anyway. All the different stuff going on I think you might be right that it could benefit a program like this. They were able to, because you got some other programs not getting up and running, you're able to have these teams ranked earlier than they would be. You're able to have, for Cincinnati, playing a ranked Army team because they had a couple wins under their belt. It's going to make for an interesting setup here, especially if the Big 12 doesn't really do anything splashy to jump back into it. If they're knocking each other off.
And by the way, that Pac-12 powerhouse, now that they are ranked in the top 25 also, they have, from what I see, one team in the rankings, Oregon. So that will be interesting to see if they will even be considered. One last news note, Dustin. I don't know if you saw this, but Georgia State had their game canceled because of too many COVID positive tests, and yeah, it turns out they were false positives.
Yeah. Oops. This is, yeah. I don't really know what the solution or what to even say about that, other than it's going to be yet another variable. Like, if you remember, the NFL went through a bunch of false positives at one point in time, and everybody's starting to panic and say, can they actually keep going? And now you have this. I don't know how do you atone for that? How do you avoid making that same mistake the next time? You know, I think you hope that maybe these bigger schools with more resources and a better testing foundation and better protocols, et cetera, can avoid this. But I don't know. I mean, it's not 100% avoidable, and it is another cautionary tale to playing through these circumstances.
Well, I believe that the one good thing about the Big 10 not starting till late is they can get on the testing protocol early, and hopefully they can get out of the way any glitches they may have before they reach that point. Let's keep our fingers crossed that that's the case, Dustin. All right, that is it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes, or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com, and use code KSN at checkout.
If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook, you don't want to miss this. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN. Pick any team during Week 4, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. That's code KSN for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Profit boost terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.